हाँ एडिक्रेशन फॉर लॉरेंजो टेलजीडा, LORENCO, लास्ट नेम टेलजीडा, TEJADA, लॉरेंस टेलजीडा, हियर फॉर ए फॉलो विजिट ऑन 3/24/2023। The date of accident is 1/22/2021. Date of birth is 1/9/53. The patient allegedly was involved in an automobile accident where he was rear-ended while he was trying to park the car outside the house on a side street. Another car came behind from a high speed, lifted his car up in the air. He has been following up at a pain clinic at Henry Ford Hospital. He's doing psychotherapy as well as psychiatric care at Henry Ford Hospital. His pain management has been carried out for the last 2 years at Henry Ford Hospital. He's seeing Dr. Hess and Dr. Lance Sara, LANSASARAY. Currently, he has a history of headaches which are around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back is around 8, 7 to 8, with the pain in the right hip and right knee around 7. His radials are affected to the tune of 8 and 9. As follows, sleep and enjoyment of life is reported to be affected 10, general activity is affected 10, mood, walking ability and work is affected 9, relationship with other people is affected 7. The patient reports 80% improvement in his symptoms at the time of accident, however, he is still suffering from various pain issues. System review is from the chart, additional history is from the chart. The compliance history is from the chart. Physical examination will reveal blood pressure of 118/80, pulse is 62, pulse ox is 98. And the rest of the exam is from the first visit, dated 3/7/2023. If you can copy and paste the general review as well as the musculoskeletal extremities examination. Dictation number is 0321-022 and 0317-065. For the data service of 3/7/2023. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue some trigger point injection to his trapezius muscle in the neck and the upper part of the fibers as well as into the supraspinatus tendon. His MRIs have been found positive for the following issues. He has a C2C3 arthropathy contributing to neural foramen stenosis. And this is a CT scan of the cervical spine that was done on 1/22/2021 on the day of the accident at the hospital, Extension Hospital. At C4-5, uncomfortable hypertrophy, facet arthropathy. C5-6, there is an uncomfortable hypertrophy and severe right-sided facet arthropathy. And C2-3 disc is herniated in the MRI that was done 2/7/2021. He also had an EMG done by Dr. Selva, who is a neurologist at DMC Hospital, that was found to be completely normal, with no carpal tunnel finding or any other nerve compression in upper extremities and lower extremities. The patient has the following past medical history. Please mention he suffers from anxiety, arthritis, asthma, atypical chest pain, chronic pain, cocaine abuse here and there, constipation, depression, fibromyalgia, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, lower back pain, or basic intent endopathy of the rotator cuff. That has been documented on 11-1-2022 from Henry Ford Hospital. It is reported that he has been suffering since the accident with cervical radiculopathy, lumbosacral radiculopathy, spinal canal stenosis, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, myofascial pain, ischial tuberosities, OSA. He has received several trigger point injections in the past with some help for the chronic pain in the neck. He was provided extensive physical therapy and gabapentin, and he has neck pain, back pain, with radiation to right upper extremity and low right lower extremity. He has a burning pain and numbness. Quality of pain is worse, and he has not been able to lose weight, although recommended. And he is inactive. He is gaining weight due to the inactivity. Cannot work, cannot do the daily task. The medication-wise, he is taking Colace, Pepcid, Lidex, Flonase, Neurontin, Hydrodiuril, Norco, Magnesium Oxide, Prilosec, Miralax, Sudafed, Crestor, Flomax. And Albuterol. He has an extensive workup in the Henry Ford Hospital, but his problems are still continuing. He had two epidural in the cervical spine and three epidural in lumbar sacral spine with no major relief. And he doesn't want any surgical consultation or surgery. He has done chiropractic with Dr. J for more than a year. Physical therapy he has done for more than 18 months. He has been to Henry Ford Hospital for 25 years. And then he was seen at First Medical Group by Dr. Tariq for the auto injury case. He is quite an obese guy. And he also has a left middle finger tendinopathy, trigger fingers, and the right-sided stroke history in the past. And he has recovered from that. The patient is being provided with an injection of trigger points times two, supraspinatus tendon, and also to the trapezius muscle at the junction of the neck to the shoulder. The procedures are done according to the protocol. Please review them. 3cc injection of dexamethasone and Marcan was provided at each area after cleaning the area with alcohol, betadine, and asepsis was observed, and the injection brought 80% relief. The medical indication was a reproducible tenderness on these two areas. The patient does have an element of rotator cuff tear, although I don't have any MRI to prove that. But his physical findings do prove. Supraspinatus injection was provided to him. Thank you. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. His physical therapy continues and two times per week with the laser treatment that has been discussed. He remains off work and hospital replacement transportation. His lab was positive for THC, which is has been advised by me to control the pain. Other than that, the patient is stable. He wants to have a surgery. He is being sent to Dr. Mohan to have a review of his case and according to his request. He doesn't want any injections at this time. He just wants to have a surgery. He thinks he has done enough injections. He's being provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, trazodone 100 milligram at night, Flexeril 10 milligram every 8 hours, lidocaine patches are provided, and Narco 7.5 325 every once a day is provided. A compounding cream containing ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprine, gabapentin, lidocaine, pralocaine are provided. And he's also been provided with a naltrexone capsule, 30 of them, one daily. His labs are reviewed, labs and the his physical examination, the blood pressure was 124/91, pulse 68, pulse oxygen 90. In the blood pressure was 118/80, pulse 62, and pulse ox was 98. I already discussed that. He'll be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you. An earlier dictation number 0413-018 was there for this visit, especially for the procedure. I do not know if the visit has been recorded or not, so I just went ahead and did it. In case you already have the information, then you can disregard this dictation and carry on with 0413-018. Thank you.